Hey, what's up, guys? Travis here. And if you've been following me or my story for any length of time, you know that I started a company called Guestio about a year and a half ago now. And one of the things that we are doing this year in 2022 is we're building a concierge program called the Fast Pass that allows you to get booked on top quality shows and platforms for the purpose of spreading awareness for your brand, grabbing attention, growing your credibility, your authority, et cetera, et cetera. And so if you are listening to this right now and you are a seven-figure plus entrepreneur and you have a budget to bring in traffic, attention, credibility, authority to your brand, then this might be a really great program for you. Just head over to travischappell.com/10K. Why 10K? Because we guarantee in this program that you're going to be able to speak in front of 10,000 people within 90 days. Okay, 10,000 people within 90 days. Imagine getting on a stage in front of 10,000 people to share your message, your story. Well, that's exactly what we are doing inside of this program through virtual stages like podcasts or virtual events or YouTube channels or blogs. You name it, we are working with it and we are trying to get you booked on those platforms. So travischappell.com/10x. There's a quick application there. And then right at the end of that application, it'll prompt you to set up a phone call where you'll jump on a call with me and we'll talk through whether or not you're a great fit for this program. Please act fast on this. Do not wait because we are only taking on one or two clients a week due to constraints with our team and the limited supply of high quality shows and platforms that are out there in the market. So if that's you and you're really wanting to explode your brand in 2022, head over to travischappell.com/10K, fill out the application, schedule a quick phone call, and you and I will chat really soon about whether or not this would be a great fit for you. Thanks, guys. Talk to you soon.
Hey, this is Bruce Peterson, author of Syndicating is a Bitch. And if you want to learn how to connect with world-class people, you should be listening to the Build Your Network podcast with my good friend, Travis Chappell.
Welcome to the show. I'm Travis Chappell, and I chat with some of the world's top business influencers, thought leaders, and entrepreneurs in order to crack the code of networking. I believe that who you know is more important than what you know, and that your relationships ultimately determine the person that you become. So if you want to learn the new way of connecting, you want to fill your network with quality people and skyrocket your results, then you're in the right place because this is the Build Your Network podcast.
Hey, what's going on, everybody? Welcome back to another episode of Build Your Network. Today, I'm sitting down with Bruce Peterson. Bruce Peterson, the apartment guy, is a syndicator of large multifamily properties throughout Central Texas, ranging in size from 48 to 292 units. He was awarded the Austin Apartment Association's Independent Rental Owner of the Year for 2016 and the National Apartment Association's Independent Rental Owner of the Year for 2017, as well as Think Realty's Multifamily Investor of the Year in 2019. Bruce targets stabilized properties where he can buy a cash flowing asset and drive value through building community and improved operations. He's able to do this by implementing his proven systems and deploying his experienced staff to replicate his business model across the new acquisitions. Guys, it's going to be an amazing conversation. You all know that I have a soft spot in my heart for the real estate industry, and it's always something I'm really curious about. So I can't wait to have this conversation with Bruce. But first, really quickly, if you are a business owner or maybe a real estate investor yourself, or you're an entrepreneur, six or seven figures, and you just know that you want to finally break onto into that next level. You want to break the glass ceiling above you, but just not exactly sure how to get it done. Then I always suggest people start with a podcast because you never know the opportunity that a podcast can bring you. I would have not been able to guess all the things that I can now document that have happened positively in my life and my business. It's literally been life-changing for me to start my own show. I'm going to highly encourage you to do that. If you just don't have the time to figure it out, then have me and my team do it for you. Just head over to travischappell.com/make-my-podcast. There's a quick application. We'll jump on a phone call to see if we'd be a good fit to build out a show for you so you can focus on what you're really good at, which is servicing your clients. And we can focus on what we're really good at, which is building quality, world-class podcasts. So travischappell.com/make-my-podcast. Bruce, what's up, man? Thanks so much for joining me on the show.
Dude, thanks for having me. Things are really, really good for me. How about you?
Yeah, same here, man. I can't complain. You know, the COVID world kind of knocked down a lot of different people, a lot of different industries, and I'm, you know, just very blessed and thankful to be in the position that I'm in. So I cannot complain. I appreciate you joining me on the show today. I do want to get into some of the real estate investing stuff. And like I said, my audience knows that I'm always dabbling in real estate. We're doing a flip right now with my parents and stuff like that. So we're always like looking at that in that world. And so I was happy to have you on the show today, Bruce. I do want to get into early days of your life because I find that most 7-year-olds aren't dreaming about becoming a real estate investor. So Let's go like all the way back to, let's say, junior high time frame, like 10, 11 years old. What was going on in your life at that point, Bruce? Family life, sports, school, academics. What was your jam back at 12-year-old Bruce?
Well, you know, first of all, I grew up fairly poor. You know, I came from a family where both parents dropped out of high school. I dropped out of college myself. But, you know, going back to the 11, 12-year-old me, baseball fanatic, right? I was never good enough to really go very far with it. High school, you know, that was about the extent of it. But I was always interested in money and the way it worked, and not necessarily just growing, you know, piles and piles and piles of money, but just always fascinated in the way it worked. So I think I was probably 12, maybe 13 years old, and I saw an ad in the actual physical newspaper back then, and it talked about interest on a savings account, or maybe it was a CD. I don't remember, but I was like, well, what does the compounding monthly or quarterly mean? I don't get that. So I called up the bank. I'm 12 years old. I'm calling a bank to say, hey, can you explain this to me? I'm interested. And I probably just got some, you know, junior level teller on the phone, but, you know, she took a couple minutes with me. But that's who I've always been. I love the stock market. I think I found a better vehicle for investing with real estate, but that's who I have always been. You know, the lemonade stand, selling baseball cards, selling comic books, things like that, mowing lawns. So a lot of the same things that a lot of entrepreneurs end up doing, but that was kind of my thing. Like I said, I was a baseball rat. So every summer, all day, every day, I played baseball, obsessed about that, and just wanted to try to figure out how to do something that would make a difference for me. Because again, I grew up poor, and I don't know if it was a very front and center part of my brain that says, I don't want to be poor when I get older. But I think it was subconsciously a driving factor to not have to come home with my kids and see Toys for Tots on the doorstep when I brought my kids home from grocery shopping. So that was kind of a driving factor for me.
Yeah, I'm sure. And it's so interesting. Did you have any siblings growing up, or was it just you?
Yeah, no, I have a sister. She's 6 years younger.
And did she kind of go a similar path that you went, or something completely different?
No, something totally, totally different. We could not be more different people, which is interesting. We were raised the same way by the same people, but she has not a lot of interest in this. She, you know, she invests it with me in my different deals that my wife and I do. But, you know, for the most part, she just wants to go to work for somebody else, not have the hassle, not have the stress or the, you know, the liability. She just wants to earn a good paycheck and live her a good, happy life.
Yeah, it's, I always find it so interesting, man. That's why I asked the question, because you guys grew up same household. You're super close in age, which basically means you were raised almost 100% the same way, right? But you decided to go one way, she decided to go a different way, which tells me that your personality was entrepreneurial. And I'm sure that your, like we had already mentioned, the way that you grew up probably amplified that in a certain sense and trained your subconscious mind maybe to be like, hey, I don't want to duplicate the way that I grew up financially. I want something different for myself. But it is interesting, though, that you decided to go down that path.
This episode of the Build Your Network podcast will be back in just a moment. But first, I want to tell you about our sponsor, Indeed. If you're hiring, you need Indeed, because Indeed is the hiring partner where you can attract, interview, and hire all in one place. Indeed is the only job site where you're guaranteed to find quality applications that meet your must-have requirements or else you don't pay. Instead of spending hours on multiple job sites hoping to find candidates with the right skills, you need one powerful hiring partner that can help you do it all. Indeed partners with you on every step of the hiring process. Find great talent through time-saving tools like Indeed Instant Match, assessments, and virtual interviews. With Instant Match, as soon as you sponsor a post, you get a short list of quality candidates with resumes on Indeed that match your job descriptions, and you can invite them to apply right away. Plus, you only pay for quality applications that meet your must-have requirements. I personally love Indeed. It makes it easy to hire great talent, and according to ComScore, Indeed is the number one job site worldwide. That's right, worldwide. So start hiring right now with a $75 sponsored job credit to upgrade your job post at Indeed.com/network. The offer is valid through March 31st. So what are you waiting for? Go to Indeed.com/network and claim $75 in free credit before March 31st. That's Indeed.com/network. Terms and conditions apply. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. This episode of the Build Your Network podcast is brought to you by Gusto, the all-in-one HR for growing businesses. You can get everything you need to hire, pay, manage, and support your hardworking team in one intuitive platform. You can automatically file and pay all state, local, and federal payroll taxes, do simple time tracking, time off requests, and more, and have access to a wide range of health and financial benefits. And direct access to certified HR experts. That's just a few of the amazing tools that you get with Gusto. And right now, you can get 3 months free when you run your first payroll. All you have to do is use the URL gusto.com/Travis. That's gusto.com/Travis. All right, let's get back to the show. This episode of the Build Your Network podcast will be back in just a moment, but first, I want to tell you about our sponsor, Indeed. If you're hiring, you need Indeed, because Indeed is the hiring partner where you can attract, interview, and hire all in one place. Indeed is the only job site where you're guaranteed to find quality applications that meet your must-have requirements or else you don't pay. Instead of spending hours on multiple job sites hoping to find candidates with the right skills, you need one powerful hiring partner that can help you do it all. Indeed partners with you on every step of the hiring process. Find great talent through time-saving tools like Indeed Instant Match, assessments, and virtual interviews. With Instant Match, as soon as you sponsor a post, you get a short list of quality candidates with resumes on Indeed that match your job descriptions, and you can invite them to apply right away. Plus, you only pay for quality applications that meet your must-have requirements. I personally love Indeed. It makes it easy to hire great talent, and according to Comscore, Indeed is the number one job site worldwide. That's right, worldwide. So start hiring right now with a $75 sponsored job credit to upgrade your job post at Indeed.com/network. The offer is valid through March 31st. So what are you waiting for? Go to Indeed.com/network and claim $75 in free credit before March 31st. That's Indeed.com/network. Terms and conditions apply. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. This episode of the Build Your Network podcast is brought to you by Gusto, the all-in-one HR for growing businesses. You can get everything you need to hire, pay, manage, and support your hardworking team in one intuitive platform. You can automatically file and pay all state, local, and federal payroll taxes, do simple time tracking, time off requests, and more, and have access to a wide range of health and financial benefits, and direct access to certified HR experts. That's just a few of the amazing tools that you get with Gusto. And right now, you can get 3 months free when you run your first payroll. All you have to do is use the URL gusto.com/Travis. That's gusto.com/Travis. All right, let's get back to the show.
Do you think, for most people in general, Bruce, do you think that that's something that's just inside of most people, or can it be a learned thing, this entrepreneurship world?
I think it's a little bit of both. I think mostly, though, it is internal. It's just something that you've got because it takes a special personality. I can teach you how to build a business, and I can teach you how to build a successful business, but I can't change your mindset usually. And that is very hardwired. Now, it might not be from the womb, but your environment definitely wires that. You can overcome obstacles and change and make a change in your life. But I really think it comes down to personality. And do you have the intestinal fortitude to keep picking yourself up every time you get kicked in the gut? Because you're going to get kicked in the gut a lot as an entrepreneur. And I really don't believe most people have that in them. Again, I could teach you how to start a business, how to run a business, but that drive and that intestinal fortitude, I don't know that you can really teach that a great deal.
Yeah, I was just curious to hear your thoughts on that. It's a question I've been entertaining a lot lately now, especially as a dad, to try to look for clues in my kids that, you know, I could nurture as a parent and continue pushing them along those lines. But anyway, so let's get back into your story here. You are in junior high. You call up a bank teller to learn about compound interest, not something most 12-year-olds are doing. How did that translate like into your later high school years? Was it still just, you know, like baseball all day and just let's hawk some baseball cards? And did that affect your decision with what you were going to do after high school?
Well, so what it did is, you know, I'm a lot like a lot of entrepreneurs. I went to college, but I didn't finish. I dropped out because I was just not cut out for that world. I was bored to death. I did only what I had to do to get by and get out. I almost didn't graduate on time. It got really scary. And back then, I didn't come from an entrepreneurial background. My family wasn't entrepreneurs at all. My dad was retired Army. My mom worked at the military grocery store, basically bagging groceries, right? Yeah. So I didn't have this role model. And I thought, oh my Lord, I've just screwed my life up because I almost can't get out of high school. Hmm. But, you know, again, it just wasn't who I was. So I just floundered around for a long time, to be very honest. I tried starting many different businesses along the way, but I actually fell into retail for 18 to almost 20 years and did that because I didn't have a college degree. Hmm. And none of the businesses I was trying, they were really taking off or catching hold. So I did that for damn near 20 years until I just could not do that anymore physically or emotionally. So I walked away and I thought, well, I got to figure something out. So let's try another business. So I started looking into real estate, got myself educated, found myself a good coach, and the rest is history. It's the best decision I've ever made.
Yeah, that's insane. So talk to me about that decision, why you made it. What was the ultimate deciding factor? And were you scared to pull the trigger?
The ultimate deciding factor for me was, you know, you get one or two vacations a year. And every time I would go on vacation for a week in retail, I couldn't take more than a week at a time. But every time I'd come back for my week's vacation, I was always re-energized, reinvigorated. Let's go. I'm going to dominate the world. I'm going to rule everything. Well, this time in 2017, I went on vacation with a buddy to Colorado to catch a couple of Rocky games. And I came back and nothing changed. Hmm. I was like, oh, it didn't work that time. Something's wrong. So I was miserable. I was working 80 to 110 hour weeks that last year I worked in retail. And, you know, that will do a world of shit to you. And I was no very kidding. Unhealthy. I worked 100 hour weeks. I can't meet anybody. So I'm not dating. I don't have a wife. I don't have kids. I don't have pets. I have nothing. I'm 5'8", 240 pounds. I'm fat. I'm miserable. I'm unhealthy. And I'm depressed. Hmm. So I didn't have a lot of choice. It was either that or in my brain, this was going to kill me, right? I wasn't going to kill myself, but this was literally going to kill me. So I just walked away, traveled the U.S., the eastern half of the U.S. for a month and a half in a rental car, just clearing my brain by myself.
Yeah.
And stopped wherever I stopped and then made it back and, you know, tried to recalibrate myself and move forward. And like I said, you know, I found real estate and being a baseball guy, right? It's all stats driven in baseball. It's the most statistically driven sport there is, at least in the U.S. So that lent itself to spreadsheets and, you know, money and tracking performance and cash on cash returns and all that. So that clicked. I'd led people most of my adult life. So that was a good fit. So I just found something, dove into it head first and immersed myself. I've been doing it for almost 10 years now and we've gotten really good at it and I enjoy it tremendously.
So not to reopen past wounds or anything, but can you talk to me a little bit more about that? You were talking about how you felt like you were killing yourself slowly. You know what I mean? Being at that soul sucking type of job, working 110 hours a week and not being healthy at all and not having a social life and all these things that you're sacrificing, giving up. If somebody out there listening to this right now is in a similar situation, they feel stuck, like they can't move anywhere, they can't do anything, they're stuck doing something soul sucking, but they don't see a path to not doing that anymore. Do you have any advice for them on like maybe steps that you took that helped you or things that you did to keep you sane? Or what was the ultimate thing that made you end up deciding to pursue this entrepreneurial path even in the first place?
Yeah, my advice will not be listened to by many people, but I will give it to you anyways. So okay. I've got friends that are going through this now and my advice to them is don't be afraid. Well, you know, I've got a guaranteed paycheck. Brother, there is nothing guaranteed. Yeah. What happened during COVID? How many people got furloughed or laid off or just let go completely?
Yep.
So, you know, people lull themselves into this false sense of security that this job is, you know, this is my saving grace. I've got insurance. You can get your own insurance. Yeah, I've had a lot of people say, well, I can't quit because I need insurance. Yes, but you tried to kill yourself last week. Literally, you put a gun in your mouth.
Yeah.
You almost took your own life because you need insurance.
Right.
What the hell's wrong with you? So my biggest advice is, I know it's scary and I was in a different situation, right? I didn't have a family and I totally get that. I'm very mindful of that. But at the same time, it's going to cost you your family if you don't make a decision and make a move. And hopefully your spouse is supportive, but you just got to take a chance. I think it was some comedian said that, you know, you can fail doing something you hate. So you may as well try to do something you love, right?
Yeah, it was so, Jim Carrey. Yeah,
Jim, that's what it was.
Yeah, he was doing a commencement speech. And I remember actually watching that the first time. It was really like a profound moment of realization that I had that,
it's like, man, he's right. Like nothing is stable, especially not anymore. Like maybe his dad's generation would have been the generation to have that stable job that pays you for 40 years and that you can retire safely off of, collect your pension. But like the world is a different, it's a different landscape in terms of your career and in terms of business these days, more different than it's ever been. And so I think that like people at this point have to start taking more responsibility for becoming the security themselves rather than depending on an organization that literally only cares about their bottom line to like provide for them and their family and stuff like that.
Right. And what I try to get through to people also is like, look, your company doesn't care about you. Oh, no. Fred does like me. Right. Fred does. Your company does not give two shits about you. And I'm sorry to tell you that, but they don't. You're a number to them. They're sitting in a different city, you know, maybe a different country. They don't care about you. They have a duty to that company.
Yep.
You need to figure out, you owe it to yourself and your family to be happy. I tell people that I hire now, if after being here for a few months, I can feel this isn't a job that you truly enjoy, or if this is not the best job you've ever had, I'm going to ask you to leave because I've been through that. I've done that for 20 years and I don't want that for anybody that ever works for me. I want you to enjoy your job. And if you don't, it's okay, but go find something that really lights you up inside.
Yeah, go find whatever that thing is, right? To me, it's an expectation thing too, Bruce. It's kind of like people have this expectation out of life that they're going to be extremely happy, extremely fulfilled, and live a life of their dreams. But then they go to work every single day, and literally the majority of their waking hours, they're doing something that completely sucks energy out of them, makes them not like their life, makes them unhappy where they are, but then they still have the expectation that I'm going to be really happy in life. Well, I got some bad news for you. You know what I mean? Like if you're going to spend the majority of your waking hours doing something you absolutely hate, then how can you expect to live a really happy life? You're living for those like 4 hours in between getting off work and going to bed instead of like living every day to its fullest and taking in all the experiences that life has to offer. And it just, to me, seems like such a waste. And this, by the way, is not to like talk shit on jobs. Like if you have a job and you love your job, then great. Wow. I'm not telling that. And I know that you're saying that too, Bruce. We're not telling people just to go quit your job because jobs suck. Like jobs are great. And if you're listening to this and you have a great job and you love it, great. Good for you. The point is, if you don't love it, you got to go find something that you do love because life's just too short to waste your time doing something that you don't love just because you think culture or society or your parents might be happy that you're doing it. Like, you do it for you.
And that's part of the reason that I wrote a book too. I just wrote a book that released in May and it's called Syndicating is a Bitch, right? So I'm trying to teach people that, look, I'm a college dropout from a high school dropout parents that worked in retail for 20 years. I was fat, miserable, all that stuff, but I figured this out and it's something that clicked for me. So I'm trying to show people that there are ways to make a living. Own your own business, hire others, create jobs, you know, give good returns to investors. So that's, again, that's a lot of the reason I wrote the book, to show people there are ways out if you choose to take them and you're willing to put in the hard work that it takes to build this type of a business.
Let me ask you this, Bruce. What was it that made you decide real estate of all the things that you could have gone into?
Well, I've always been involved in the stock market, well, for like 30 years. So I've always been interested in investing. But like everybody else in 2008, 2009, you see even the most profitable company in the world, Apple, get hammered when the market crashed. I'm like, well, that really sucked. I'm still invested in the market to a degree, you know, very much smaller than I was. But I keep hearing about real estate, real estate, real estate. So I just decided, well, maybe that's the next investing thing that I want to try to tackle. And then when I got into
this episode of the Build Your Network podcast, we'll be back in just a moment. But first, I want to tell you about our sponsor, Indeed. If you're hiring, you need Indeed because Indeed is the hiring partner where you can attract, interview, and hire all in one place. Indeed is the only job site where you're guaranteed to find quality applications that meet your must-have requirements or else you don't pay. Instead of spending hours on multiple job sites hoping to find candidates with the right skills, you need one powerful hiring partner that can help you do it all. Indeed partners with you on every step of the hiring process. Find great talent through time-saving tools like Indeed Instant Match, assessments, and virtual interviews. With Instant Match, as soon as you sponsor a post, you get a short list of quality candidates with resumes on Indeed that match your job descriptions, and you can invite them to apply right away. Plus, you only pay for quality applications that meet your must-have requirements. I personally love Indeed. It makes it easy to hire great talent, and according to ComScore, Indeed is the number one job site worldwide. That's right, worldwide. wide. So start hiring right now with a $75 sponsored job credit to upgrade your job post at Indeed.com/network. The offer is valid through March 31st. So what are you waiting for? Go to Indeed.com/network and claim $75 in free credit before March 31st. That's Indeed.com/network. Terms and conditions apply. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. This episode of the Build Your Network podcast is brought to you by Gusto, the all-in-one HR for growing businesses. You can get everything you need to hire, pay, manage, and support your hardworking team in one intuitive platform. You can automatically file and pay all state, local, and federal payroll taxes, do simple time tracking, time off requests, and more, and have access to a wide range of health and financial benefits, and direct access to certified HR experts. That's just a few of the amazing tools that you get with Gusto. And right now, you can get 3 months free when you run your first payroll. All you have to do is use the URL gusto.com/Travis. That's gusto.com/Travis. All right, let's get back to the show.
But I realized that this could be a big deal for me if I'll treat it like a business, hire smarter people than me to help me run this business, and just dive in, do the hard work, educate myself, get a good coach. That's really what it was. You know, I was just looking for the next thing, and I just kind of stumbled onto real estate. And again, you know, a lot of people get drawn to real estate because they go to a weekend seminar or some kind of free event, which is quote unquote free, but they're just trying to sell you their, you know, $500 million trillion program from a stage. So,
you know, you're going to make all of it back.
Yeah. So you're going to hear all these people on stage talking about how perfect this all is. And I'm going to make you rich yesterday if you join me today. And they're going to trot across all these students. And I'm not saying that these programs are bad or these people are bad, but they have an objective. That objective is to take $20,000 to $40,000 out of your pocket. Yeah. That's what it is. So they're not going to give you the warts. That's what my book is about. It's about exposing the warts that, yes, this is a great way to make a fantastic living for you and your life, your family, but it's really hard. It's very stressful. And I wanted to provide a way for people to understand what it really is without the hype and the emotion of this event that they get sucked into. And then a week later, they're like, what the hell did I just do? I don't want to do this. This is hard. This sucks. So yeah, I'm just trying to help people find a better path, but make sure they understand what that better path really takes.
So tell me a little bit more about the book. What was the main catalyst for writing it? And what's like the main takeaway, the central idea, if you will?
Well, that was the main catalyst, that I was tired of seeing, again, good companies with a good educational product, but I was tired of people getting sucked in by that emotion at that event and going, oh my God, I'm going to be worth $13 billion tomorrow. Oh, let's go do this. Anybody can do this. They're telling me that. I don't have to have money. I don't have to have credit. Oh my God, that can work one out of a million times, like getting struck by lightning. But man, is that hard. And there's a lot that's going to go wrong. I've had the government take $5 million of my money and not tell me. And it was investor money at that. I've had dead people on my properties. I've had arson and carjackings and home invasions. You know, people that I know have had entire buildings taken down from a hurricane. They don't tell you this stuff on the stage because if they did, you wouldn't give them the money.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
So that was the impetus behind the whole thing behind the book. I'm actually trying to talk people out of syndicating. Yeah. I'm telling you that it is something you can do. Anybody in theory can do it, but most people don't have the intestinal fortitude to do it. And please let me save you a lot of headache and heartache by reading the book. You get to the end of it, go, oh, that was great. I understand it better. And I don't want to do that. That's too much work. Perfect. I'm not looking for clients. I'm not looking for investors. I'm trying to help people see through the smoke and mirrors and go, oh, that's what it really is. And okay, great, but it's not for me.
And at least at that point, you can make an educated decision, right? That's all your job is to present knowledge. And then people as rational thinking human beings get to make a decision based on the knowledge that they just got. And so if you're giving them the information that they need in order to be able to make that decision, then that's definitely something that anybody listening to this should go check out. Bruce, where can we find a copy of that book?
Well, you can get it on Amazon, but I'll do you one better. For everybody listening right now, what I'm doing is giving away a free book. So if they will just go to my website, apt-guy.com/get-the-book. With dashes, get-the-book. I'll give you a free PDF copy. It's a high quality PDF. Again, I'm not trying to make money off the book. I'm not trying to get clients and investors. I'm trying to honestly, nobody believe, well, most people, cynics don't believe this, but it's true. I'm just trying to help people. And the more people I can get this book into the hands of, the more satisfied I am, the more rewarding it is for me that I maybe made a difference in a few people's lives. So if they'll just go to that website, I'll give them a free copy of the book.
Amazing. That is apt-guy.com/get-the-book, right?
Correct.
So apartmentguy.com/get-the-book, but with proper dashes in place there.
Head well, over even there, if grab... you forget the dashes, it'll still direct you to the right site. So that's
fine. Oh, cool. Perfect. So head over there and pick up a copy of Bruce's book. Bruce, what's next on the docket for you? What do you got in the cooking in the kitchen right now?
Right. So right now we've got all kinds of fun stuff. I'm speaking at an event in a couple of weeks, which would be mid-September. So I've got that stuff going on. We're working on education, you know, ourselves. Again, my approach to education will be all online. We're not going to have a big hype event where I trot across my students. And I'm just going to be truthful with you there too, that look, this is what it really is. If you want to do it, I'll teach you exactly how to do it. So we're releasing education online at streetversity.com. So that's an exciting thing that we're working on. My wife is my business partner in everything I do. She is our CFO because she is a CPA with a specialization in small business and apartment complexes. So nice. She has her own education on the website. I have how to syndicate on the website. I have how to be a good and safe and effective passive investor. So that's probably the most exciting thing we've got going on right now is the online education.
Gotcha. Again, your main thing online is just to make sure that you're helping people avoid some of these other pitfalls that are in the real estate industry, which I really, really appreciate that about you, Bruce. And I know that you're doing some really good work there. I do want to kind of shift the conversation, chat a little bit about networking before we hang up on the call here, as I know that it's something that is big in your life. First question to move that conversation headed in that way, who you know or what you know, Bruce, which of those two is more important and why?
It's absolutely who you know. And I'm a networker. That's what I have to do what I do as a syndicator. I raise money from other people to go out and make a lot of money for everybody. So it's absolutely who you know, but I really fully believe that if you don't know anything, though, those who you know, it might not have a lot of impact. So you have to find something that you're good at, something that you can really master and become proficient at the very least. So I think it's absolutely who you know, but it has to work in tandem with what you know.
Got it. Can you give us like an example, maybe something that happened in your life, in your business, your career, that kind of exemplifies what you just said in terms of the who you know, but also sprinkling in the what you know?
Yeah. So I could be connected to the biggest, rock star in my space that, likes me as a person. And they think, oh, I'm going to help you. I can get your name out there and help you become a big deal and raise a lot of money and all this stuff. But then you get to talking to him and he goes, oh, you don't know what the hell you're doing. You don't know anything about this. I can't blow you up. You don't have the knowledge. You haven't taken the time to educate yourself. So that's where it really comes up in my world, that lots of people want my help and I'm glad to help anybody for free. But I learned that, you haven't put in time. You're not willing to put in time. I could tell that by listening to you. So there's a lot of work that needs to go into being ready for the who you know. Once you've, put in some real legwork and some real effort into learning your craft, then you can start to leverage those relationships that you've built and all that networking you've done. Life doesn't work very well without networking and having a great network, but I really believe you have to bring something to the table.
Yeah, sure. What's the main thing that you are in need of right now, Bruce? If we as the audience wants to help you out, are you looking for more deals? Are you looking for more private money? Is the answer to both of those questions always yes? tell me what you got going on that we can help you out with.
Yeah, so that's it. It's always yes. I'm always looking for the next deal. I'm a deal junkie, but only for deals that make sense, right? I'm very disciplined in my underwriting and my approach. But the biggest thing, honestly, the biggest thing that I need help with, I want the book out there. So I want, share it with your friends, tell them about it. I'll give everybody a free copy. When I show up at different events, I bring hard copies with me. But since this is going to be a virtual thing, that's the biggest thing. I just want as many people to have my book because it can make a big difference in people's lives. But it can also save a lot of people from making really big mistakes that are very, very, very costly.
Yeah, sure. Well, before we get going here, Bruce, I want to ask you this question just to put like a final exclamation point on the conversation. If there were, let's say, two skill sets that you would view as being the most important skill sets that have allowed you to thrive in this really reinvention of yourself, this new career path? For anybody that might be in a similar position that you were in a decade ago, what would those two skill sets be?
You know, really, it's the ability to not give up, and it's mindset. And I don't know if that's a skill set, but it's definitely something that I believe in completely. It's mindset. The negative self-talk, it'll destroy you. It'll destroy any chance at a better life, at any success you may have been able to recognize. So, you know, it's that. And to me, it's EQ, always getting yourself out there. I can't teach EQ. I don't think EQ is very teachable, so that's probably a bad example, but...
It is a skill, though.
It's a skill.
It's different than, like, IQ, you can't really do much about. Pretty much what you're born with is what you're born with. You can maybe raise it a couple points or maybe lower it a couple points if you do enough drugs, but your IQ is basically the same, right? Your EQ, you can raise through actual practice, like kind of what you're talking about. Like, get out there, go talk to people. I feel like the reason that I have a decent amount of EQ is that I did door-to-door sales for so long.
Oh, yeah.
I talked to so many people, and it's just like anything. Anything you put practice into, anything you do day in and day out that most people aren't doing, you're going to eventually sharpen that skill set. And that is always at the top of my list when I get asked that question too, Bruce, is EQ, emotional intelligence, communication, like learning how to read body language and understand tonality and read between the lines and through, like, past what people are saying into what they're feeling or thinking. And I think that that's an extremely valid point.
Right. And then going back to, you know, the mindset piece, you know, we were talking at the very beginning of our talk today and, you know, we're talking, you know, how are you today? Great. You know, I can't complain. You know, that goes to the mindset. You're not going to complain. And I love that about you. But how many people that you interact with, that all they do is bitch all day? Literally. I walked into the bank one day and I was going to deal with a business banker that I'd never dealt with before because my personal banker was tied up. I walk in, she goes, "Hey, Mr. Peterson, how are you today? I'm such and such. How can I help you?" I said, "Well, you know, this is what I need to do." She goes, "Oh, by the way, how are you doing today?" I said, "I'm fantastic." And she looked at me stumped, like, "What did I say?" She goes, I've never heard anybody say that. I'm like, are you kidding me? You've never had anybody tell you in some form or another that they're having a great day. Nope. Like, okay, let's break that down, ma'am. And now, sorry, I became a teacher and she's probably like, what the hell did I just get myself into? But I said, look, let's say my day sucks. You don't give a shit. You don't care. You're being polite. And that's great. But why am I going to take possibly my really crappy day and ruin your day? It's not going to help me in any way. And it's just going to tank your day. So you will never get anything from me except I'm fantastic. You know, the negativity, and we talked about negative self-speak, and it's that cynicism, it's that negativity, it's that self-doubt. It's like, I have no time for that. Nobody cares. The world doesn't give a shit you're having a bad day. Suck it up, buttercup, and keep moving.
Yeah, and not to mention, every time you bring it up to somebody else, you're just reliving that same... Yep. Emotion. You're just solidifying that feeling and convincing yourself that it's a bad day when maybe like something good was right around the corner. But now, because you're looking through the lenses of today's a bad day, you're only going to continue to find all of the bad things that are happening to you. Your own confirmation bias is going to make sure that the rest of your day sucks so that you can make sure that today was a bad day for sure, because that's what you're looking for. Whereas if you're saying, hey, it's fantastic, and you're always looking for the good things, it's going to start changing the way that your brain literally is formed, like physically formed, with different neural pathways that are firing up because of the new, happier, fantastic emotion that you're trying to live in rather than that negative emotion.
Exactly. It's like, life's not fair. You're damn right it's not fair. It's not going to change anything because it's not fair.
Right.
Deal with the fact that it's not fair. Deal with what you're dealing with and move on and make something of your life, unless you just want to put that gun in your mouth someday. That just drives me nuts.
You can't focus on the things that you can't control. Got to focus on the things that you can control and then control them and do your best with that. So Bruce, I appreciate you coming on the show, man. We got to move into the last segment here. Something I like to call the random round. Just quick random questions, quick random answers. Ready?
Okay.
What profession other than your own do you think that it'd be fun to attempt?
Well, I don't have the requisite skill set, but I would love to be a Major League Baseball player.
If you could sit on a park bench with someone, past or present, and chat for an hour, who would it be?
It would either be Ben Franklin or it would be Elon Musk.
How do you like to consume content? Books, audiobooks, blogs, podcasts, or videos?
I like all of it, but I'm really becoming a big, big reader. So right now, it's probably books. And the book that I just finished was What It Takes by Steven Schwartzman, the guy that started BlackRock. fantastic book because it's kind of what I do as a profession, but just on a whole different level.
Blackstone, you mean?
Blackstone. Yeah. I always do that. Blackstone.
Yeah. That is on my list. I have not gotten to it yet. So I'm glad to hear that it's a good one. Yeah. Give us a glimpse of your morning routine.
My morning routine, you know, I know Hal Elrod and I've talked with Aubrey Marcus before about this kind of stuff. And I just can't do all the stuff that they're doing with their Miracle Morning and all that. But what works for me, I try to get up by 5 to 5:30, at the latest 6 o'clock. I'll try to read for a half hour to an hour. Then I'll get some exercise in. I'll get my little bit of a caffeine kick. But I carve out this time for me before I start anything else. I'll go for a walk for about an hour in the morning. I've got a really bad back, so I don't really jog or anything like that. But I go for a walk a half hour to an hour in the morning. Come back, and this is going to sound weird, but I go straight to cleaning the kitchen. And it's just part of my routine. But I get make sure the kitchen and the house is clean. And then I come in and get to work about 9, 10 o'clock. By that time, I've already had 2 to 4 hours of time for myself to meditate. I try to meditate some and I try to journal some, but that's the pieces that I'm not really good at.
What is your go-to pump-up song?
It's probably Thunderstruck by AC/DC. That gets me rolling.
That's not a bad one. That is not a bad one.
I love that song, man.
What is something, Bruce, that you are just not very good at?
Well, you know, what I've learned now is an extroverted introvert, or maybe it's an introverted extrovert. I don't know what it is. I love being on stage and I can easily address 20,000 people and it lights me on fire. You put me in a room where I don't know anybody and I have to go network, I literally freeze. I almost have heart palpitations and I literally will look for the quickest, sneakiest way out of that room because it is painful for me. That's my hardest thing.
And as we get everything wrapped up here, Bruce, what is one place online where we can find you the most?
I'm probably most active right now on LinkedIn or Instagram, but it's just APT-guy on both of those sites. But I'm trying to write a lot of content on Instagram, teaching people about real estate investing and, you know, all the things that we have going on. So LinkedIn's probably my number one right now.
Perfect. So head over to LinkedIn, make sure to connect with Bruce over there. Bruce, thanks so much for coming on the show. Oh, and if you have not picked up a copy of his book yet, be sure to head over to his website. That's apt-guy.com, apartmentguy.com, apt-guy.com/get-the-book. And it's called Syndicating is a Bitch and Other Truths You Haven't Been Told. So if this is a career path or maybe a side hustle path or an investment path that you've always thought was interesting and considered yourself, highly recommend going and picking up a copy of Bruce's book. I know that you're going to enjoy that. Bruce, thanks so much for coming on the show today. Had a fantastic time talking with you.
Thank you, man. Really appreciate it.
Well, that's it for this episode. If you want to connect with me and other like-minded people who also listen to the show, then you're going to want to head over to travischappell.com/group to join my free Facebook group, The Lounge. I'll see you over there. And remember to leave every relationship better than you found it.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.